This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Wednesday morning talk show is brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Back with more in a minute.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we understand the many decisions that must be made when a loved one is lost. You can depend on us to be there to help every step of the way. We'll provide you with the information, advice, and compassionate care you need to make intelligent, informed decisions that will satisfy your specific wishes and your individual beliefs. At Plummer Funeral Home, our number one goal is to serve you. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday morning talk show. Rhonda Jergeny is our guest from Save You Tech. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning.
And we are here to talk about computers. It is the holiday season, and I know one of the hot items always, year after year, is computers for the holiday season. Let's start things off here. For those that are interested in buying a computer for the home or for a college student, what's the main thing to look out for now?
The main thing to look for right now is whenever you're looking at a computer, on what is on there. A lot of people don't understand what a processor is. The processor is this depends on what you want to use for the computer. If you want to just surf the internet, a small processor is fine. If you want to multitask, you want to have a larger processor, especially if you're a gamer. A larger processor is the best thing to have.
And when you're mentioning gaming, that is internet games, that is the CD games that you install on the computers.
Yes, that is correct. Every game that you would play, a bigger processor is best because it's taking a lot of power from your computer.
And of course, if you're it's a holiday season is upon us, as we all know, and if you're out shopping for yourself or for a loved one interested in buying a computer, it's always best to talk to someone like yourself and find out just exactly, tell them what you want and have them give you some input on which way you should go, because there's a lot of things you can do or maybe some things you shouldn't do.
That is correct. That's the one thing that we do at Save You Tech, is that we personalize everybody's computer, what they do. Whenever you come in and say you're looking for a computer, most times we don't have computers in stock. We personally order them for you, so that way you know exactly what you are getting on your computer. I talk to you and say, do you like to play games? Do you just surf the internet? Do you put pictures or music on your computer? That's the main thing to really ask, and to see what kind of computer you do need. And at Save You Tech, we can get that right computer just for you.
Because it's amazing how fast or how much space music can take up on a hard drive.
Music and pictures take a lot of space on a hard drive. And it's better, you can get hard drives at 250 gig, 320 gig, 500, even 1 terabyte. And if you save a lot of music and pictures, the best thing to do is have a large hard drive. But the best thing to do right now, you have lots of pictures and music, save it externally on another hard drive or a flash drive.
Is it safe to say, let's say I'm on the market for a new computer, let's say the new computer is basically for office stuff, you know, your word processing, your typewriting, printing, that
right.
kind of thing. Should the old computer then be fixed for specifically used for games? I mean, i.e. have one computer designed for gaming and then one computer designed for business and maybe business internet?
Yes and no. If you have an older computer, say 5 or 6 years old, most likely it would not be cost effective to upgrade it for everything for gaming, because for gamings, like I said, you have to have a larger processor. The older computers, even 3-4 years old, processors are not large enough. If you're looking just to do something for gaming, the best thing would probably do is to buy a new computer for the gaming aspect of yours. If you're looking for just office use, you can always add more memory to your computer, because most computers come with low amount of memory. You can always add more memory to it, and that will speed it up. And the best thing to always do is always have virus protection on every computer that you own.
That brings up an interesting point, virus protection.
Yes.
There's a lot that can be used for, you've got McAfee, you've got AVG, you've got...
you have Norton, Trend Micro, Kaspersky. You have many different types of virus protection.
What's the rule on that? Should you have only one program, or should you have two programs.
One virus protection is plenty on your computer. You put two on there, you're going to slow down your computer immensely. And then it's not going to want to run because you have both of those running scans at all times. The best free one that we think at SavvyTech is the AVG 2011. That's the current one out there. And it's for a free virus protection, it does a wonderful job.
And, of course, for it to work, you've got to routinely schedule it to scan your computer.
You do. You have to make sure that you have that scan going, and it's scanning every day. It will do a scan. It will do updates every day. And if you are worried about it, you can go into the AVG program and look and tell it to scan personally for that computer.
As we sat here visiting about computers this morning, Rhonda, I was just sitting here thinking, I can't remember any phase of our lifestyle that has come along as rapidly as computers have. It's just been amazing. Just seems like from day to day there's changes in what you can or
every
can't
day.
Do with a computer. Yes,
every
on a daily
day.
Basis.
Yes, every day, practically almost every hour, there's something new out there with computers. And if you're looking, especially if you have a 5 or 6 year old computer, best thing to do is probably upgrade it just to be, if you're on Facebook a lot or if you have lots of pictures and you download a lot of music, it's probably time to get a new computer just to be current with the times.
I'm thinking about, you were mentioning how the times have changed with computers. I'm looking around here, and when I first got into radio, our commercials were aired on kind of like carts. It looked like an 8-track, like, cassette thing. Now, if you turn your back to our main control room, you've got one computer that controls the AM. You've got one computer that controls the FM side. You've got another computer for audio. I mean, even this industry has changed completely in computers.
In the time, the years I've been out here, it's almost been 100% changeover in how communications are established and how they are related to the listening audience. It's amazing. Like I said, I've never seen anything advance as quickly and as technically as computers.
That is correct. Computers, I mean, they even had the new operating system now, the Windows 7, which is not too much different from XP, which I know a lot of people prefer XP over Vista, but Windows 7, my personal opinion, is one of the best ones they have out there right now.
Okay, you mentioned that, the new Windows 7. Is it safe for someone to wait a little bit to let the company Microsoft get the bugs out before getting it?
I think Microsoft has gotten a lot of the bugs out. Have not noticed a lot of bugs with Windows 7 like there was with the Vista.
Okay, because I'm a Vista fan. I actually, on my parents' computer, they have Vista. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like it, but I know a lot of people hate it. When you go shopping for a computer, mm-hmm. is it safe to get, obviously you're going to buy a monitor and the tower.
Right.
Is it safe to get maybe a new printer along with that?
It depends. If you like your new printer, great. Windows 7, most printers are compatible with Windows 7. You can go on the internet and download the current driver for that and everything else like that. That's up to you. Most people really like their printers and don't want to change. But we have noticed a lot at SavvyTech, we do recycle computers and printers, that printers are coming in because they cannot buy cartridges anymore.
Really?
Really.
I recently went through that experience once, and that's not fun.
No, it's not.
That is not fun. Cleaning a computer, how often should someone take their tower in to have it cleaned?
I think, personally, taking your computer in at least once a year to get it clean. What we would do is run a virus scan on it, make sure there's no viruses on it, making sure that your virus protection is current, and then just do a basic cleanup where you go through the internet tools and everything like that, and you can write down what programs you may not use anymore, and we can delete all of those. Once a year is the best thing to do for your computer to clean it up. If you take your car in to get service, it's always good to take your computer in to get serviced also.
And we were sitting here visiting this morning, Rhonda, about computers basically in your business or in your home for your own personal use. And when you think of computers, you mentioned a while ago the automobile industry. Computers have really they're really into the automobile, and everything in your automobile under that hood is controlled by that little box sitting over there.
That is correct. And you've got to have, even the auto dealerships and mechanics, they all have to have a current computer that can download everything to check everything with their cars. Computers are everywhere now. You can't really go anywhere without a computer.
How often should you update programs on your current system? Like you mentioned, we were talking earlier about AVG. They recently had an upgrade.
That is correct.
On their program. Mm-hmm. How often are you supposed to upgrade?
Microsoft usually sends out their upgrades about the second or third Tuesday of every month. And if it's a current, if it's a look to see what your updates should be, and if it looks like something that's on your computer, definitely update it. Adobe and Java is two other ones. They always come up to update. Those are the best to really update currently, make sure that they are current, because when people are out there writing viruses, they're writing viruses for the older versions. As soon as you update the new one, the virus, if a virus does get to your computer, it cannot download because you do not have the current. You do not have their older version. You need to have the newer version.
A sidelight, a little different from the computer, but with the mechanization that we have in our life today, I read an article in the paper yesterday where someone or some group has come up now that they can watch you, and when you go to get in your automobile, they can sit down the street, and if you walk up to your car and punch the button to open your car door, they can program that.
That's right. I read that article also. It's interesting on how things like that can happen. And that's another interesting thing to bring up with wireless internet that everybody has in their homes now. The best thing to do is to secure your wireless. You never know when your neighbor, say somebody sitting outside your house, that may be getting on your internet and they can possibly get into your system.
Because that signal can go 3 or 4 houses down from where the actual feed is, right?
It may not go 3 or 4 houses down, but definitely go next door.
At least two,
depending on your size of your router. But you never know who may be surfing the internet and looking for somebody that's not secured, and they can just lock onto your internet right there.
And unfortunately, there's all kinds of those folks out there.
There are, and if you're really concerned for your safety and everything else, the best thing to do is secure your internet.
And how do you secure your internet?
Well, we do have a little special thing right now. If you go on to www.saveutech.com, we have a little special right now that Steve will go into your home or do it remotely and set you up to get you secured for your internet.
Okay. And you talked about viruses earlier. Let's say a virus gets into my home computer. What's the best way? Obviously, take the tower up to you guys and have you look at it.
Right.
But a simple home remedy, what would be the best way to handle your, if in the event of a virus?
In the event of a virus and you notice, say, a fake alert pops up on your computer, in event, immediately turn it off. Because if the longer you leave it on, the longer you try to fix it, the deeper into your system that virus is going to go. It will attach to the hard drive, certain file in your hard drive, or it will make a new file in your hard drive. And the best thing to do is just to turn it off and bring it to us. If you try to repair it on your own, that usually leads to worse things happening to your computer, like losing everything on your hard drive.
Is it a good thing to leave your computer on 24 hours at a time?
That doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't?
Not really. We leave ours on at our home 24 hours a day. We leave ours on at our office 24 hours a day. Unless there's a storm, mm-hmm. That's the best time to unplug it or actually make sure it's turned off, because that storms do affect power supplies, network cards, things like that, motherboards. But if you're going to have it on 24 hours a day, that's fine.
Okay. See, that's I thought you always had to turn it off every once in a while just to give it a rest and then reboot the system.
You can. Whenever it's going to install updates, it's going to ask you to restart. So if you have your updates going and it will do it automatically, it will ask to restart, and then it will restart on its own, or you'll have to prompt it to.
Okay.
So as we're sitting here visiting, it is very important. Again, we're approaching a holiday season. It's very important, if you're interested in getting a computer, to talk to someone who is in the computer business, has the knowledge of what you might need after you explain to them, hey, I just want a simple computer in my home for simple things, or I'm wanting one in my business or whatever, and you folks can guide them in the right direction.
That's right. Just give me a call at Save You Tech and I can help you out. You can come in, talk to me, or you can call me on the phone, and I can help you on what you use your computer for, music, pictures, whatever, just surfing the internet. I can help you out, and that way we can see what's going on. If you have a virus on your computer, give me a call, and we can get that set up, and you will have to bring your tower in, or Steve can make a house call, and he might bring it back to us, because running virus scans can take up to 12 hours to run.
That long? Depending on how much
information is on your hard drive, you could take up to 12 hours to run a virus scan.
Wow.
Yes. Mm.
And it's always good to back up your system.
Always good to back up, especially music and pictures. Pictures you cannot replace. Music you can replace. Always good to back it up. You never know when something is going to happen to your hard drive.
And that's a simple procedure of just putting the disk in and saving it onto a CD-ROM.
You can either save it onto a CD-ROM. You can get an external hard drive and plug it into a USB port, or you can even put it on a flash drive and have your pictures all right there for you.
Save You Tech, at Save You Tech, for those that don't know, obviously you clean and repair. Do you get computers too, or no?
We recycle computers.
You recycle computers, but...
And we also sell them.
You do sell them.
Yes.
This time of year... Is the actual computer unit the major thing, or are the laptops the major thing?
Right. Every year it kind of goes in spurts. Right now it seems like the towers with the monitors and everything else seem to be the hot item. Last year it was the laptops. We do have a couple of computers in stock. We sell Dell, HP, Toshiba. Dell is our number one brand that we do sell. And give me a call and I can help you get set one up, or look on our website at www.saveutech.com, and you can see our specials that we have right there.
Why is Dell so popular? Is it just a common name that's just embedded?
I think it's a common name. The other, Dell is a little more costly on computers than the other ones, but you get what you pay for.
Okay.
You get what you pay for. If it, the more costly of a computer is more like a Cadillac. So... You're going to get what you pay for.
I.e., the bigger the monitor, the higher the cost. The bigger the motherboard or the memory,
right,
the higher the cost.
That's right. That's right.
See, I dabble in computers just a little bit. A little bit to make me dangerous.
Yeah. I was just going to say, it's Dell is a household name like Chevy and Ford. That's right.
It is. And, I mean, Dell is like the Cadillac of GM, and Chevette is, or... Cavalier is more the smaller brand, which can be like Toshiba or Acer.
And it's always a fascinating time. So we've learned a lot today so far.
Yeah, we have.
One virus protection
is plenty.
On the computer. See, I did not know that.
Yes.
And see, that's, wow.
Yes, one virus protection is plenty. And, I mean, like I said before, if you have more than one, you're going to slow down your computer. It's going to run a lot slower.
Now, does the virus protections, that does not include malware, because that's a different beast, isn't it?
That's different, yes.
So you need a virus protector and probably a malware thing.
Right, and some malware will run at all times, some will not. You have to tell them to run.
And that's the key. You could say, well, I have this program on, but if you don't tell it to scan, then
that's right.
It doesn't
do anything.
If
you don't tell it to scan, it's not going to scan for you. It might be installed on your computer, but you have to make sure you have the current updates for it and you tell it to scan.
All right. Let's look forward here. What's going to be the next hot item that you've been reading about or that's soon to make an appearance?
Not really sure what that could be. I'm going to say there's probably going to be laptops are even going to get smaller. I mean, you've got all the phones that you can check into and things like that. But a lot of people still like the big screens, because while I'm at home, I want to be able to see what is going on. So it's really hard to tell. Everything changes every year.
I mean, laptops now are in the size of a little, no bigger than a pancake with the iPad.
Right. Right. And that's more for the people on the go. The people that want to stay at home and surf the internet, they want something with a bigger screen. Say if they have a desktop, they want at least an 18.5-inch screen. If it's a laptop, at least a 15.6, but sometimes even a 17-inch screen, depending on what they do. If they're gamers, they want bigger screens.
The computer has always been an amazing piece of equipment to me, but I've never ceased to be amazed when I watch someone, what they can do on that little bitty cell phone.
Yes. Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes. It is amazing. It is amazing on what they can do.
I mean, the things you can do with the modern, I'm talking about the latest up-to-date cell phone, it just blows your mind.
It is.
The information that's in there.
Anything with technology now just blows everyone's mind because there's so many new things that are out there.
We mentioned the iPad because I know that's probably going to be a hot item this holiday season.
Yes.
Do you fix iPads or are you just strictly...
We're just strictly computers. We do some backup. If your business needs some backup, we do backup. We do networking in the homes or businesses. So, I mean, there's many things that we do, but we do not do anything with iPads.
Okay.
Now, you are located at?
107 East Ryder in downtown Litchfield.
Easy location.
Okay. Easy location.
Easy location to find.
And let's have a number and the website once again.
Our phone number is 324-0608, and our website is www.savutech, that's SAVUTEK.com.
And did I hear you say a while ago you have service personnel that go to the home?
Yes, we do. My husband, Steve, goes to the home, and he will set you up and get you going for you.
And over 90% of the time it goes... Probably will go back to your shop for...
If it's virus related, we will ask to bring it with us only because it takes so long to do that. And if you are wondering, virus removal right now is $75. And if for some unknown reason your computer does need to be reformatted, that's $85.
$85. And then that goes back to the cleaning?
The $75 goes back to the cleaning.
$75?
$75 goes for virus removal and just basic cleaning to get your computer going again.
And that's
fast.
That's reasonable.
Yes.
That is very reasonable. Rhonda, it's always a pleasure having you on, talking about computer safety and that. And as we come to a close, I just did a forum on holiday safety. Websites, always make sure you go to the ones that you're familiar with, and it's actually the company's website.
That is correct. If you notice, if you typed something in wrong, double check. Always double check what you type in, because you could have typed something wrong that's going to lead to some bad things that happen to your
computer.
One
misspelling, and you're in
a lot of trouble if you have one misspelling.
Just look at White House.
That's right.
I'm going to leave it at that.
That's right.
Yep.
Rhonda, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for your time. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving and holiday season, and hope to have you back soon.
Thank you for having me.
And
just be careful out there on the highway today, folks. I'll remind you one more time, it is nasty.
It is, and that's going to do it for this weekend, or this week's Wednesday morning talk show. For Terry Toad, I'm Tobin Ott. He's Uncle Ralph Niehaus. The Wednesday morning talk show is brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Earl is next.